following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
On November 22nd, the Pittsburgh Pirates travel Salina to Clay County Bulldogs on the gridiron. Unlike most seasons, though, a chance at revenge comes quickly because 1 month for his winter begins on December 21st. The orange and black have earned the black purple old country. The sun is hot this time around, but a loss today for the Dolphins before the festive week ahead. You've got a pre-Christmas prayer. Joe Sims, Jim, Rob Edwards, and the Dolphins hoping when Cody Henry Pirates come into town as a gift instead of a Grinch. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way. Structural insulated panels, engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Aslock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the H&H Equipment Park pregame show from Festive Joe Sims Gym. We've got holiday music open over the PA. This is Christmas week, pretty much. This is fourth basketball broadcast of the season, the third time this year. Position high to talk to Joseph Jim, looking down at that beautiful Rob Edwards court. I'm Daniel Strong. Try to stay on accurate today as I describe this action. Before too long, I'll be joining Doug Strong for this only contest. Right now with me is a guy who, just like Santa Claus, spreads joy where he goes. Randall, a statistician and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Compared to a lot of people, I don't know about Santa Claus before.
Pretty high praise.
It is. Appreciate the kind introduction. Daniel, we got a little pre-holiday competition. You know, and like you said, it hadn't been long since South Pitt made the trip into Bulldog Country. Let's hope this one goes a little better for Clay County.
Yeah, no doubt. It was competitive last time, but we want to come out victors this time around.
You know, we wouldn't be here on the weekend before Christmas without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough. And as always, a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who are partnered with us to share their message about the consequences of marijuana. And we can't thank them enough for being the presenting sponsor throughout this basketball season. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games and all the holiday action. Up next, we'll talk about what happened here at Joe Sims Gym's Tuesday night in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. With the paper already out this week, we'll just summarize the Dogs game with Livingston Academy, where the Wildcats avenged an early season loss to Clay County with a 58-35 dominating win. Nate Adams picked up three fouls in about a minute early in the first quarter, and Nolan Adams was ejected from the game after picking up two technicals in the same period, which led to Hawkeye leading 16-6 heading into the second stanza. The Wildcats then extended their lead to 29-16 at the break and went on to put Clay County away in the second half. Lance Burchett did his best to keep the Dogs in it with 15 points, including four threes, but he was the only Clay County player in double figures, as Nate finished with six, Nolan four, Warner Melton four, Cole Eads three, and Caden Copeland two. A split with L.A. is not too bad, I guess, Daniel.
No, it wouldn't. And the strange thing, boys, the away team's won both contests. And once again, got to say, really proud of Lady Dogs and effort they showed. They did not play very well over there at Livingston. Played good here at Sim Jim.
They did. They fought back. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and South Pittsburgh here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hollow One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hollow One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait. especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Joe Sims Gym and H&H on Equipment Department Park pregame show. Going to get into the current exteriors, boys, 788. Hopefully, Doug may have a little information here that I don't have. He keeps us up everything because I have a few unknowns. First of all, back earlier this week, two nights, all goals will be Trousdale County, 47-10. Looks like a football score instead of basketball.
Yeah, it did.
Goals were really strong. We'll talk more about them in a minute. Piggott County, back on Tuesday night. I thought they were at Cookeville. They ended up not happening, I don't think. I think a reschedule of that contest has perhaps is that was looking at TWS website. I saw they were going to be at Cookeville at a different date, so don't think that one took place. Do know, County off of Livingston here at home 35-58 Tuesday night. Thursday night, got Piggott County, I believe, took place at the five-star prep classic over at Andrews County. That's the North CD 4-37. Also back on Tuesday, Red Bull and Springs lost to Murray 39-52. Last night, Gordonsville faced Cumberland County. You don't know an outcome of that one, do you?
I didn't see that. I looked at it before today and never did see that one. And a lot of times they're slow getting stuff posted, but I did not see it. I'll look again after a while and see if anything got posted.
It is hard. I don't know if it's because they're so mean. Basketball game, football, within 30 minutes of going to final, you can find stuff.
Yeah.
Basketball a little bit harder. Today's contest, of course, got two Clay County, say 4-2, because we still, at least, I've not heard official word on the go-out.
No, they had a ruling on it. Like I said, that's a TWSAA thing. They'll rule on that. Nothing's happened yet on that.
Likely a no contest in that game since it's not conference action. So 4-2 County hosting. And I've got 2-0. I know that they played more than that football-wise. Thomas South Pittsburgh, their football squad played in the championship very recently, so they postponed things, I guess.
Yeah, that's all they played. I think they played Whitwell and Moore County and handled them really, really easily.
Yes, good. Other than that, Gordonsville, they're at home having a little holiday classic. They are hosting Clinton, not Clinton, Kentucky, but Clinton, Tennessee, the Dragons, who Clay can play before. 3-4 Clark, right there. They are idle. I didn't need anything for them going this week. And then also today, Pitt County at that five-star classic in Anderson. I'm not sure who their opponent is, but they'll be facing someone there today in action. The 7 update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you new windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. The other folks you can trust for taking home from the elements. We're going to go ahead about two minutes from playing the national anthem. Stay on air here and do the book your final word here on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. We'll get Doug's last thought for tip-off brought to us. Ask strong inches. Doug, let's make sure we can cover it all just like their agency does. Of course, typically this a fall matchup. To my knowledge, the first time ever that Clay County has met South Pittsburgh in the hardwood. We know about how great they are in football. I know nothing about them in basketball.
Well, they're going to be very athletic. That's one thing. This is a team last year going to beat to go to the state tournament. So they're bringing a pretty quality team here, you would think. We've seen premier names from the football team, which is a very athletic guy. So it'll be interesting tonight. They're going to have an athletic team really have a good game, take care of them, looks like.
Yes, off Deion Cooper, one of those Mr. Football semifinalists, will be playing for them his quarterback in football. And Adams was a Mr. Football finalist. So two great athletes in the individual respect going against each other here on the hardwood.
Yeah, it'll be two of the best. And you'd figure it's going to carry over to here, too. We know what Nate does here. We're assuming this is going to be similar with the South Kia kid.
You look at this Pirate team, too, the length, Doug, just watching them warm up, throughout the entire roster, it looks like.
Yeah, that whole team's long. So that'll be some challenges.
Coming off of Livingston, well, how important is it to get them play well today? I ain't talking about winning or losing. Just getting there and getting cohesive play going.
Once you get some comp going again, that game took a lot of air out of us to play way well. Some other things happened in that. So, yeah, it's big to get out there and just have a good, solid game win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, and Coach Evers is shorthanded, of course. Just a short bench here tonight, Daniel.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about it as we get into it. Folks, there has been a full coverage panel of words here about Bash Hog and Strong Insurance. Big Mark and Simon today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's Clay County Cover. Greg, the playing in the National Anthem.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, here in front of this contest between Clay County and South Burke. We're going to wrap up this station that got on equipment parts. Pre-game, though. The Gone Country. Hey, serve up your Bulldogs starting lineup. Starting for South Pittsburgh. I have to go to my phone here. I always forget to do that, Tom. I'm sure you think in the eighth year of casting, I'd be just seamless about trying to have rosters and stuff, and you send me in. I always forget. Starting four, South Pittsburgh, number 0, Calvin Byer. Number 2, the sophomore, Dayon. Number 30, Alex Phillips. Number 4, say it for me, Thomas. Kevion. 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 Kevion Robinson. And number 3, J.R. Hardrick for South Pittsburgh, playing out of District 6, single A. 2-0 record on the year, their head coach, Cody Henniger. The Clay County Bulldogs head coach, Rob Edwards, he's in his 25th season overall. 542 to 200 and 20 losses. A 4-2 record this year. They played up District 7A. Clay got to one game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting four, Clay County. Junior number 2, Cole Lee. Senior number 3, Lance Burgett. Junior number 5, Warner Melton. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gonka Cafe. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra under Cornell. Gonka Country serves country cooking at its with breakfast all that weekend specials until 2 p.m. New extended hours Monday nights and their famous Friday night cabbage. Have you gone to lately? Whistles blow, ball's in the air. South Pittsburgh going to control the tip on this when the Pirates work at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Clay County will work at the hoop to our left. Rematch of the third round of the TWSAA football playoffs that happened here on November 22nd. Warner Melton comes up with a steal. Melton heading the other way off to our left all the way to the rack. Shot up and good. Nice opening, Doug.
Had a great defensive play and then a great offensive finish. Good play by Warner right there.
Warner Melton continuing to grow and impress here during his junior campaign. First time that he's had the
a whole lot of opportunity to show his talents.
Yeah, and that's the downfall of being on a good team. You got a lot of good talent around you. Now he's got his shot, and he's making the best of it.
Turnover by Deion Cooper. Clay Candy taking back over, tends to build an early two-possession lead here, 2-9, 17-15 mark up this first quarter. Senior point guard Lance Burchett gets to cousin Nate. Nate to Cole. Cole corner three-pointer, no good. Rebound Nate, put back is no good. Rebound this time for South Pitt. It was Phillips who pulled it down. Phillips ahead, his pass taken away by Burchett. Burchett now quickly back to the left. Shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound again, Phillips. Phillips out of pass to Blyer. Blyer going to press the issue in the green sneakers all the way into the paint and goes out of bounds. Tried to draw a foul, no whistles though.
Just some good solid defense Clay can't start with there. Four turnovers on every possession so far.
6:46 mark, first quarter, 2-9. One of the smallest crowds I've seen here in Joe Simmons Gym. Of course, boys only contest, holiday weekend right before Christmas. A lot of shopping still going on, I'm sure. Glad folks is able to tune in here on the Horizon Sports Network. Bucket by Calvin Blyer off the right side. 2-2 the score. 6:20 mark here of this first quarter. Melton across court to Eads. Eads right wing, drives to the elbow. Jumper from there is good. Cole Eads. Another one, Doug, just like Warner Melton, both juniors, both really their first time to show Bulldog Nation their abilities, and both of them playing really well.
Oh, yeah, and Cole's put that time in, too. If you drive by the gym anymore, he's in it.
So, no doubt.
He's got his time. He's showing it.
These original five starters on the floor for both teams early. No subs yet. 5:50 mark of this first quarter. Clay County 4, South Pitt 2. Blyer with it out top. Warner gives him room. Now Cooper at right wing. Off to the hands of Robinson, whose three-pointer is no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Alec pass ahead to Burchett. Lance sets the feet, fires the three, knocks it down. Timeout taken.
Right there.
Cody Henniger has seen enough here. Wants to stop the bleeding. 7-2, 5 points the lead for Clay County. 5:29 mark, first quarter. You're listening to a presentation.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. The Bulldogs off to a hot start. They lead South Pittsburgh 7-2.
Pirates with it out top. Takeaway here. Warner Melton gets into the passing lane. Going to have a layup opportunity. It's up and good. Warner Melton with 4 of Clay County's 9.
Yeah, 2. Again, another great defense play leads to a good bucket by Warner.
So far, so good for Clay County in this one. 9-2 the early score. 4:50 and ticking first quarter. Blyer with it out top. For South Pitt. He works right. Kicks to Cooper in the corner. Now back to Blyer.
You know, Clay's playing, man. It looks more like a zone here, but they're just kind of paying it in, daring them to shoot a little bit right here is what they're doing to see if they can shoot the ball.
Blyer called for the travel.
Yeah, it's not that true matchup like we saw against Lewis Academy, Doug, but you're right, kind of sagging into the paint, taking away the drives and the athletic ability.
Burchett with it across the timeline, kicks to Eads, right wing, now back to Lance, passing around the perimeter. Nate Adams set up at the free throw line. Hayden Adams down on the low block. Takeaway for the Pirates, number 14 with the steal, pass ahead to Blyer. Blyer's layup good. And you see the athleticism there, the speed. Put on display, number 14, Walker Thomas, the Pirate with that steal, got the assist as he passed ahead to point guard Calvin Blyer.
Yeah, just great defense by South Pittsburgh right there, extending the trap out top.
Yeah, they're and that length, you know, and of course they got some athletic speed to go with that length. So,
Hayden Adams, 8-foot jumper, no good. Kept alive by Nate Adams. Goes off his fingertips, though. So it'll be South Pitt ball.
So that'll be an adjustment we're going to have to make all day, though. They're going to keep the length on the floor, and that's an adjustment we're going to have to just deal with.
Blair talking to Coach Henniger as he crosses the timeline. 3:35 mark, first quarter, Clay County 9, South Pitt 4. Blair with it, kicks over to Thomas. His three-pointer good. Walker Thomas has come in, has a steal and assist, and now a triple.
Yeah, and he's playing in the paint, but easily stepped out there, Doug, and knocked it down.
And like I said, that's an adjustment Clay has to make if he can knock that down.
9-7, South Pitt trailing by two. Dogs with the two-point advantage and the basketball. Burchett kicks to Adams. Corner of the lane jumper, no good. Rebounded by Lance. Now to Cole. His three-pointer right side, no good. Scrum for the ball. No one with it yet. Warner Melton with the hustle play. Grabs it up. Gives to East. His shot up. No good, but he's fouled.
Hey, this great hustle and effort there by the Clay County Bulldogs to get that ball and keep it alive.
Eads making a trip to the line here, 14 of 25 on the year, 56% from the free throw line.
Yeah, that all goes back to Warner Melton again, guys. He's really taking advantage of this start here today on a Saturday and playing really well.
Yeah, and not just today, back up three or four games.
He's
really picked up. And like I said, today it's time for him to step into a different role, and he's doing a great job.
He's hit the first. Seguin's away, also good. 11-7 the lead. For Clay County, 4 points. Cooper going to set up at left wing. Blair running the point. Uses a screen by Hardrick. Now gives off to Thomas. Thomas top of the key, defended by Eads. Dishes to Cooper. Was impressed with Cooper during the football season, and even more so as I see him here without the pads on. Not a huge guy, but boy, he runs like a ton of bricks. Three-pointer by
Walker Thomas. Back to back.
Walker Thomas, his second one there. Now, Coeed tries to answer, misses the shot. Hayden Adams the rebound, gives off to Lance. Lance with it, top of the key. Clay trailing, or not trailing, but leading, rather, by one, 11-10. Burchett's three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Walker Thomas, gets to Cooper. Cooper now pressing the issue, crosses the timeline. Euro step, layup, no good. Hayden Adams, friendly fire there as he took out Coeed. Both of them going for the rebound.
Yeah, good hustle there. Just took each other out right there.
Clay County will have the, or actually South Pitt rather, will have the possession. Blair inbound from the baseline, minute 59 left in the first, 11-10 the score. Pirates trailing by one. Pass inside, knocked away by Hayden Adams. Adams now with good defense against Blair.
See some of that length here as J.R. Hardrick enters the lineup, Daniel. About a 6'6 inside player.
Yeah, he's a great-looking athlete out there. Easily the tallest player on the court. Coeed's going to be called. Fire against Blair. I was afraid they might get cold on offense, but Blair never had the feet set.
Yeah, that was a good take. That could have went either way. Luckily, we got the call on our direction.
13-10 the score. Clay up by three. Eads at the line trying to extend. He's 2 for 2 from that mark so far. Always an and one, rather. Hit the layup.
Yeah.
So the three-point play completed the old-fashioned way there by Coeed. Blair with it, kicks to Cooper, three-pointer left wing, no good, too strong. Rebounded by Hardrick, uses that length, loses the handle, and Hayden Adams is going to be called for the foul.
That's just tough one there, that length. It's going to be hard. You just got to work him off the glass the best you can.
Yeah, I would. I'm no basketball coach, but I would try to work it in through him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got two bigs, but 14 in, that's two great sizes. Of course, 14's got, he can shoot it.
Yeah, so, 2 3-pointers already.
Well, that's going to make it a whole lot tougher matchup.
We do see J.R. Hardrick missing the first of two free throws there. 14-10, Clay in front by four. Second free throw is away by Hardrick. No good. Rebound, Coeed. Nate Adams with it. Extended right wing. Gives to Burchett. Now Eads. Inside to Nate. 8-foot jumper good.
Nice ball moving. Got Nate in the crease, and he made the shot.
Nate makes that little mid-range jumper about as good as anybody.
Yeah, pretty much like shooting a layup for Nate when he gets that mid-range. He's pretty deadly right there.
Used to talk about Grant Strong getting in that mid-range a lot, and Nate's so similar in that part of his game to Strong. I mean, he's just real smooth from right there.
And those are tough shots. That mid-range shot's a hard shot.
Blair misses the three-point rebound, Lance Burchett. He works ahead to Melton. Melton, a layup. He's fouled hard. Not too hard. Cooper able to control his body. It looked like he was going to get a lot of Melton, but ended up not being a hard foul.
You know, besides the last trip or so with Hardrick coming into the lineup, Clay County's doing a good job rebounding and getting out and running in transition, Doug. And I thought that was probably going to be key here, keeping the Pirates off the glass.
Definitely getting them off the glass. That's one thing Coach Evers preached them. I was watching them during their walkthrough today. You've got to get them off the glass. You know, and they're doing a good job of that so far because they're out lengthening us in every position pretty much. So
Melton misses the first, hits the second. Warner, a 54% free throw shooter on the season coming into today. It hit 7 of 13. 35 seconds left in this opening quarter. Good contest so far. Both teams able to generate some offense. 17-10 the score. Pirates trailing by 7. Blair with it at right wing. Pirates looking for a good look. Hardrick with it all the way to the hoop. Bit of a hook shot. Good. Pretty smooth on that one was J.R. Hardrick. Cuts it to a five-point game. Clay County now with it. 18 seconds left in the quarter. Warner Melton drives the baseline from the corner. His little floater's up and good. Nice move.
Nice move.
Little hesitation jumper there as he hung midair before releasing. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Three-pointer, top of the key. Going to be no good. And buzzer is going to sound here at Joe Sims Gym, signifying the end of the first quarter. Clay County 19, South Pittsburgh 12 after 8 minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Dogs lead the Pirates of South Pittsburgh 19-12. Headed into the second quarter, and here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by juniors Cole Eads and Warner Melton, both with 7 points each here in the first quarter. Lance Burchett has 3, Nate Adams 2. Pirates, Calvin Blair has 4 points, J.R. Hardrick 2, and Walker Thomas 2 threes knocked down for a total of 6 points. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community. Home builders and DIYers can trust Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
That they are. Nate Adams jumper from the elbow, no good. Rebound by Walker Thomas. South Pitt trying to cut into this 7-point Clay County lead, 19-12 currently. Pass inside to Hardrick, knocked away by Hayden Adams. He's doing a good job with the much larger Hardrick. Lance Burchett to the rack. He scores.
Nice take by Lance right there. But
sure was.
Going back to Hayden, he's doing a real good job on the big kid, just trying to make him work hard, and it's forcing some turnovers doing that.
Thickness of body pretty similar between the two. Obviously, Hardrick a head taller than Hayden Adams. Three-pointer, no good. Hardrick the rebound. He knocks Hayden Adams to the floor, but no whistles blow. Long two-pointer taken and hit by Walker Thomas. Quickly, Clay County back to the other end. Warner Melton with it. Works it right wing. Nice pass inside to Nate Adams. Shot no good. Nate going to the line to shoot two.
Just a nice take by Nate there. And like I said, the battle with Hayden there, it's going to be all night. I mean, you've got two big guys. He's going to have to battle and hope for the best.
Yeah, and they're familiar with each other. Both went at it in the trenches about a month ago on John Teeples Field, too. Hardrick, a really nice defensive end, edge-type player, and getting some D1-type looks, Doug. He's a heck of a player on the gridiron.
He's a real deal. He's a next-level guy on the football field for sure.
Nate Adams at the line, hits the first, misses the second. Nate averaging 16.7 points per contest. was up around 20, and that's went down a little bit over the last game or two, but there'll be an ebb and flow throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, scored 33 in his first contest, and right at that 20 and 25 mark since then. Last couple of games, foul trouble has limited him.
And part of it, too, other scorers have improved their scoring, and a little bit less of that load has had to go on to Nate. So a multifaceted thing there. Blair with it, gives to Thomas. Thomas keeps it, works to the elbow, kicks it outside to a teammate. That's going to be Vaughn Cooper, who's checked in for head coach Cody Henniger. He's doing a lot more subbing than Coach Edwards. No subs yet for Clay County. Nobody in foul trouble. Everybody in good conditioning, so no need to sub, I suppose.
Yeah, and it doesn't have a whole lot of options on the bench. You see five guys sitting down there with Reese Adams out another game. Of course, the suspension for Nolan Adams and other things going on, Daniel. So fortunate he's not having to.
True enough. Pirates with it. Second chance here. 5:45 and ticking. Second quarter. 22-14 the score. Dogs up. They've led the entirety of this contest. Cooper. Three ball. No good. Rebound Nate Adams. That pass ahead to Cole Eads. Cole in the paint. Layup. No good. Cleaned up by Nate Adams. Nate with the bucket. Full timeout taken by South Pitt. 5:28 mark and the biggest lead of the night for Clay County. 10 points the difference. 24-14.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County out to a 10-point lead, 24-14, 5:28 left here in the first half against South Pittsburgh in this boys-only contest. We'll take a moment to talk about our presenting sponsor, Daniel, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourages parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. Parents, be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care, and you are there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use. Be a good source of information for your child. And for more information, parents can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, we appreciate them getting on board and allowing us to help them spread their message.
Absolutely, we certainly do. They just do a great work here in the community. 5 minutes left here in this second quarter. 24-14 the score. Robinson with it out top. Gives to Cooper. Kicks to Blair. He fires a three. No good. South Pittsburgh, other than Walker Thomas, he's the only one to have a make from behind the arc. Just simply not a strength for this Pirate team, it doesn't seem.
Yeah, Walker Thomas, the only 2 points for the Pirates here in the second stanza, Daniel. He leads the way for South Pittsburgh with 8 points.
Second personal call against Calvin Blair. Looks like Penn State leading SMU 28-3 in the third quarter of that contest. Kind of quickly determine what we already knew so far. Indiana and SMU just not belonging. Don't seem like in that 12-team playoff. You know, we watched Florida yesterday. Of course, their cousin Billy Napier down there coaching, and they finished the season so strong. I honestly think that they could beat SMU in Indiana. They're part of good right now. So that just shows you a mid-pack SEC team is good as the country's best from other conferences.
Yeah, you look at South Carolina, Ole Miss, and all those others. Yeah. I mean, it's a national debate for sure. But
one that I can't stay out of, obviously.
Yeah, this is football. Right, so it's still college football season, but we got basketball playing out in front of us as Nate Adams drives the lane.
Of course, the big one coming tonight from Columbus, Ohio, 7 o'clock kickoff. The big orange jug going up there.
Should be an interesting night.
3:50 left in this second quarter, 26-14. 12 points to lead for Clay County after Adams had the two-pointer. Vaughn Cooper, no good. Rebound Nate Adams. got to feel good here so far for Clay County. Most of these guys playing both sports. And, of course, one month later, and it's Warner Melton playing as good as we have seen him. I know we've bragged on him already, guys, but he is just putting it all together here.
Well, doing his job very well. You know, he's been in a role coming off the bench, played well there. Tonight he's got through into the main role, and he's playing exceptionally well tonight.
Yeah, he's locked in. I mean, you can't make it look any prettier than that. The pull-up at the free throw line and nothing but net.
Robinson misses his jumper. Nate Adams, the rebound, comes the other way. In and out, no good, misses his own. Rebound, Von Cooper. He passes ahead to Dayon, taken away by Nate Adams. Nice ball movement by Clay Kenny. Gets it to Cole, leads his layup, no good, though, from left block. Was that Melton that had the transition pass in the middle? It's a good look.
Yeah.
Nearly an assist there. Walker Thomas has it, kicks off to a teammate in there, number 30. That's Phillips. His three-pointer no good, missed everything. Dayon Cooper called for the over-the-back and got to see the two signal callers from football there defending each other. Just two great athletes, Dayon Cooper and Nate Adams.
No doubt about it. Nate doing a great job boxing out there. And that comes from what you talked about early, Doug. Coach Evers gotten these guys getting position on these athletes.
And you got to feel good for Coach Evers. The game plan's worked very well to this point.
Nate Adams, corner three. Good. And the best thing, of course, we don't have a tumultuous atmosphere here today in Joe Simmons Gym, a little bit more subdued. And there is a healthy 17-point lead for Clay County, 31-14. But everything's just calm and in order, you know. Nothing, Clay County's had some strife at times this year. And so far today, just playing basketball and just seemingly keeping the motion out of it, so to speak. Of course, things are going good.
Yeah, a good, solid game. It's just, like I said, you as a coach sitting there and where you can just sit and just do simple things, it's really good.
Nate Adams, of course, heating up, guys. 8 points so far in this second quarter. He's the first player in the double figures with 10.
Minute 45 left in this first half of play. 31-14 the score. Clay County building here during this second quarter of their lead. Cooper with him. Kicks to Von Cooper. Now in the corner to Robinson. More perimeter passing from the Pirates. Phillips with it. Right corner.
You got the mismatch down there. Walker Thomas on Cole leads. Yeah. And they're just really not taking advantage of it.
Even when Hardrick was in there, just didn't initially feed them. They got some rebounds, but didn't run it through the post. Jumper no good, but Cole Leeds kept it out by Hayden Adams. He gets the assist as Nate finishes.
The no-look from Hayden Adams after the rebound.
Hayden, just a really selfless guy out there. And one of those situations, he wants the 2 points, and he knows the higher likelihood of that happening is through Nate. So he just dishes off to him, lets him do the shooting.
Yeah, Hayden's pretty solid in his decision-making on that basketball court now.
45 seconds left here in this second quarter, 33-14 to score, 19 points the lead, and I'm almost going to call it insurmountable the way things are going right now. South Pitt only with 14. They trail by 19.
Yeah, Nate Adams again, 10 points here in the second quarter. He's really pouring it on.
Cooper on the second chance opportunity. He gets the bucket. Dayon Cooper adds another. 20 seconds left in this second quarter, 33-16.
You know, that's one of the few second chances South Pitt's got today. We've done a good job taking that away from them.
Yeah, I only remember two, that one plus one other. Yeah. I'm sure maybe there's been a few more, but you guys talked about that very early in this one, how Clay County's doing a good job on the boards. Mm-hmm. 10 seconds left in this first half. Nate with it, dribbles through traffic, goes to the hoop, plays it in, didn't fall. Nice move getting there. Just navigated his way right through the Pirates. Buzzer sounds on this first half, 33-16 at the break. Clay County, a big lead.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County leads South Pittsburgh 33-16 here at the break. It's time for the first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a 19-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. They went up by 7 as they were paced by Cole Leeds and Warner Melton to a fast start. And then they outscored South Pitt 14-4 in the second quarter as they cleaned the boards. The defense really locked in on the Pirates, and Nate Adams went to work with 10 second-quarter points. He has 12 to lead all scorers here at halftime. Lance Burchett has 5, Cole Leeds 7, and Warner Melton with 9 for the Bulldogs. For the Pirates of South Pittsburgh, Calvin Blair has 4 points, Deion Cooper 2, J.R. Hardrick 2, and Walker Thomas leading the way for South Pitt with 8 points here in the first half. Again, Clay County leads the Pirates of South Pittsburgh 33-16. They're up 17 here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do that, folks, at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. district, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym. 33-16, the halftime lead for Clay County over the South Pittsburgh Pirates. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. It's brought to you by local owners of Subway, Greg and Melissa Branham, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia challenge question. The Dogs are playing South Pittsburgh here in the eighth game of this season. During the eighth game of the 2021 state championship season, Coach Edwards and the Black, Purple, and Gold met Whitwell on the road. A dominant 78-26 victory put Clay County at 7-1. The team was led in scoring by junior Grant Strong with 40 points. What two players led the defensive attack, one with 7 steals and the other with 5? Name those two players. If you can do that, Turbine, just take a guess. Send in those answers to the Rising Sports Network online at 931-397-9004. We'll read it one more time as usual. This is the eighth game of the year here against South Pitt this year. Back in the 2021 state title year in the eighth contest, Coach Edwards took his team to a Whitwell on the road and had a dominant 78-26 win. Scoring was led by junior Grant Strong with 40 points. What two Dogs led the defensive attack? One had 7 steals, the other had 5. Name those players. 931-397-9004.
There you go. Multiple guesses, multiple names you're requiring, Daniel.
Yeah, I like it, don't you?
And I know it again, and I can't win.
No, you can't win. There's definitely about 3 usual suspects on that one for sure.
Yeah. Thinking about the defensive leaders of that group of the state title group,
and there could be several combinations that could be on that team. But that was a solid defensive team all the way around.
Yeah. And as longtime listeners will know, sometimes just because I name somebody's name in the question don't mean they're not part of the
answer.
That's
true.
Well, again, that was a solid defense team all the way around, so it could be several combinations for sure.
Of course, I know we have a smaller viewership today, in part because of a boys-only contest. The other part is just a holiday Saturday, a lot of different things going on, so we have to... Depending on guesses and what happens on the hall, I may have to cut it to get one of the two. But right now we're going for 2 of the 2. Or maybe make Doug eligible since he feels like he knows it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
We'll give it some time, though.
I think it could be hard. You know, if you might get lucky and guess the 2 of them.
Yeah, first time. Yeah. You could deduce to it, you know.
Yeah.
Second half action going to be underway. Going to flip into the four here. South Pitt now going to work at the hoop to our left. Clay Kenny will work at the hoop to our right. During this second half of play, 33-16, the halftime lead for the Black Purple and Gold. Robinson with it. Kicks over to Phillips. Phillips left wing for the Pirates. Tries to look inside. To Walker Thomas, they can't do it. Blair now going to drive and a turnover. South Pitt opened up the first half with turnovers. They open up the second half with the same.
And Clay County's not putting a lot of pressure. With the playing good defense, they're just, you know, it's just kind of sagging them, making them make plays. And right now, they're forcing some turnovers out of that.
Now pressure coming from the Pirates. Some backcourt pressure to try to salvage this contest. And here's a turnover. Robinson comes up with it. Dishes across to Blair. And here we are. 2 points for the Pirates to open the third quarter. Melton going to beat the pressure. He gets all the way into the front court. Sets up shop at left wing. Puts on the brakes. Gives to Lance Burchett. Burchett now going to run the point. Teresa Thompson coming in with the guests of Jimmy Burchett and Nate Adams. Nate was a freshman on that squad. Is that right? No, he's in eighth grade, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's still in junior high.
Yeah, Nate was in eighth grade that year. Nate does have a bucket here from right block. Now, Burchett was a sophomore on that squad. I've given away a little bit of an answer here because, as usual, I'm going to say this. One of those two guesses is correct. So still looking for the right combo there. On the hotline, South Pitt with an empty possession there. Clay Kennedy coming back the other way. No pressure on the Dogs here. Content to let time tick. And one way to maintain a lead like this is to continue to have good shot selection,
yeah.
Isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, good ball movement. Get it to where you want it. And they've done that so far the last two possessions. Nate's got his hands in good spots. And that's what you're going to see out of Clay Kennedy for the rest of the night. Just good patience, getting the shot they want.
Nate at the line. Is there once already, I know. I think he split the first set.
You're on it, Daniel. 50% today, and usually shoots about that earlier in the season.
Yeah, and that does increase. Doug's talked about that. How much the legs are built up. Nate, 13-25 on free throws coming into today's contest. Of course, these season totals do not include anything from that Jellico contest that we feel like will be officially ruled a no contest once the TWSAA actually comes out and says that. Hannah Bowles sending in a yes. Robinson fires a three, no good. Rebounded putback by Blair, no good. Rebound this time, Warner Melton. Hannah guesses Jimmy Burchett and Gunner Silk. Oh, that's a wise guess, but incorrect. Gunner Silk, talking about the defensive effort of that team. Gunner Silk, the defensive leader of that squad. Don't know if he was named the defensive district MVP that year, but he should have been for his work out top. Gunner, a suffocating defender. Of course, Eli Smith, a junior on that squad as well. He was a great defender. Nobody's guessed him, but he may or may not be involved. But we've just had a long string of good out-top guard defenders, and Gunner took one of them. But still looking for the right combo. One of those two was correct on Jimmy and Gunner. One was correct on Jimmy and Nate. Still looking for essentially a partner to go with Jimmy on the correct answer here.
I remember Jimmy Burchett being a big spark plug during that postseason run for sure on the defensive end.
Yeah, he would come in, you know, sophomore year there and just play a tremendous amount. I'm not mistaken, was named All-District Tournament right here in Joe Simmons Gym. Of course, that was part of the thing that was so great, if you're a Clay County fan at least, from that year is getting to host the district and region championship games against Pickett County. And we were supposed to have some measure of limited attendance. It was a pretty big crowd. So I don't know how much intimidation was going on. But that definitely made that whole run even more special to play all that postseason stuff right here at home.
Yeah, and we see the senior Hayden Adams getting on the board, guys.
Hayden with
County's last trip.
Robinson now adding back the tally for South Pittsburgh. We'll update you on time and score here. 4:30 mark of this third quarter, 39-20. Clay County's had a healthy lead. It grew during that second quarter. They led by around 7 at the end of 1, and it's just grown throughout this contest. Very few fouls on either team, especially Clay County. Clay County's playing so clean. I don't know that we've had more than two team fouls in this whole contest.
It ain't been much. And Clay County's been able to not just kind of pack it in and play kind of soft on the defensive end just because Tuppen hadn't been as aggressive. But, no, we've still done a good job of staying out of foul trouble.
Hayden Adams adding another bucket gives him four in the quarter and on the night. 3:45 left in this third.
Yeah, great job on the offensive glass right there. 2 second chances for Clay County.
Well, what a maneuver by Blair. Beauty. Euro step, hop, and a layup. And he converted on points there. Calvin Blair. Doug, pretty impressive.
That was a pretty nice move right there. He showed that athletic ability and got to the rim.
You know, a move like that, I feel like we'll go back. You were a great player yourself. If you had pulled something like that off in '82 season or something, would they have called a travel on that back then?
Probably would then. That's, that play there would have probably been very illegal when I played.
Of course, it is legal now and used very well by Blair there. Just not a lot of folks can do what he just did.
Yeah.
Blair on the inbound gets it to Cooper. Cooper top of the key. Works over to Robinson, left wing. Pirates trailing here by 19. They missed that shot. Nate Adams rebound. Nate coming the other way. Outlet pass ahead to Cole Eads. Eads gathering it on the baseline. In the paint, shot up, no good. Rebounded by South Pitt. Blair going to come back the other way with it. The pace picks up here. Blair all the way to the hoop, loses the handle. Actually, it was a pass. Nice little pass to Walker Thomas. Walker Thomas, the leading scorer for the Pirates today.
Yeah, into double figures now with 10.
Cole Eads tries to answer, misses the layup, rebound, Nate Adams. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. Going to take a 30-second variety. We'll go to break with them. 3-minute mark of this third quarter. Clay County 41, South Pitt 24.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Dogs up by 17, 41-24. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter.
3:01, as Thomas said, as the Dogs inbound here. Lance Virtue is in left wing. Don't forget about the Subway Trivia Challenge. We've had two guessers so far, Teresa Thompson and Hannah Bowles both guessing. Keep on working on that, ladies. You've got half the answer right. Still looking for somebody to go with Jimmy Burchett on who had the lead in steals back against in the eighth game against Whipple back in 2021. If anybody else is just tuning in, we had that trivia question that in the eighth game of the 2021 season, what two players led the way defensively against Whipple? One of them was Jimmy Burchett. Looking for who the other one was. Jimmy had 5 steals. Another player had 7 steals in that contest. If you think you know the answer to that, send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
Another nice move right there. Got in there. We got a good defensive play that time.
2:29 left in this one.
You know, kind of what's impressive tonight, too. Rob is not subbed yet.
No,
you know,
you're
right. He's shorthanded, and you know he's got freshman sophomore sitting there if he has to. But now it's going to see how these guys can hold up for another quarter if they ain't come out.
Well, I think they've been working on a little bit of conditioning here lately, so they're holding up pretty good.
They look good.
Well, you have a correct guess on the hotline. If that how to respond to that said Spivey and Jimmy, and that is correct. It was junior Jeff Spivey and sophomore Jimmy Burchett who teamed up with the defensive prowess there. If that listener that just sent that in will share their name with us also, if you'll send your name and mailing address in on that, we'll be glad to announce you as the winner. Deion Cooper knocking it down from left side. Sean Melton was was the winner there. Congratulations to Sean. He'll be receiving through the mail a free trip certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. A dog still eating here, South Pittsburgh with the ball, 41-27. Phillips going to fire the three left side, no good. Rebound Nate Adams. Yeah, Jeff Spivey, the other half of that. Of course, Jeff, a junior on that state title team. And, of course, we know about his ability as a three-point shooter and a scorer. But a great defender, too. Had great length. And Jeff, just one of those guys. I don't think that Nate Adams adds a bucket on a baseline drive. Of course, we always try to highlight Jeff's prowess here on the Horizon Sports Network during the years he played. But all in all, collectively, I don't know that Bulldog Nation puts Jeff on as high pedestals as should for his ability. Just an outstanding player.
Well, the thing about him, he could guard any position. You talk about his defensive efforts. I remember he could guard out on the floor, take on a post, Doug. He's just a great all-around player.
And if you watch when you play Coach Edwards, you had him on the best player on that other team every night, and he done very well. So, and you're right, he could guard anybody, any position.
I remember a greedy performance by him down at Eagleville his sophomore year in the sub-state section. Of course, we won that game, and then COVID was announced, and that state tournament canceled. That'll always be a great what-if question around Bulldog country. What would have happened during Jay Cashlock and Mason Sharp's senior campaign during the 21 state, actually the 2020 state tournament that was canceled? Because we were playing good, had a good all-around team. Of course, Gunner was a junior, Jeff and Grant sophomores on that squad, and was going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, that was arguably one of the better teams that Coach Edwards has had since he's been here, and that's saying a lot with the teams he had.
Yeah.
Not taking away from any team,
sure,
but they were just so deep, you know.
And we're just gelling. We're playing good, and they're going on the road and winning that sub-state game. But anyway, congratulations to Sean Melton there. We'll get back to calling action on this one. Sean, just send us in your mailing address, and we'll be happy to get that to you once the season ends. Third quarter's going to end right here. Phillips' desperation three is not off in time. 43-27, the score. Clay County with a big second and third quarter, a healthy lead over the Pirates as we enter the fourth and final quarter.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. We are presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Dogs lead the Pirates of South Pittsburgh 43-27, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Nate Adams leading the way with 18 points. Lance Virgin has 5, Cole Leeds 7. Hayden Adams, 4, all coming in that third quarter, and Warner Melton, 9 for Clay County. Calvin Blair has 8, Deion Cooper, 5, Kayvon Robinson, 2, J.R. Hardrick, 2, and Walker Thomas leading the way with 10 for South Pittsburgh. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
7:38 and ticking, fourth and final quarter. Should be Clay County ball here, and it is. Robinson had it, went out of bounds. I was over here talking college football playoffs again, Thomas, during the break.
I wonder what happened to you there, Daniel.
Well, you was doing the rundown, so I allowed it. And
we covered important stuff besides that.
I understand.
Melton, he opened up hot today, misses that corner three, but it continues to play well, does Warner. Robinson, Euro step to the hoop, misses the shot. Did the hard part and just didn't do the easy part. Nate Adams pulls it down, passes ahead to Warner. Melton, he misses his shot, rebounded cleaned up by Nate Adams. It's good.
This is a good job by the Bulldogs. keep that alive and everybody follow it and not take it for granted that it's going to make the shot.
Phillips, corner three by South Pittsburgh. Rebound, Lance Burchett. 6:45 left in this one. Clay County going to enjoy a few days off here as Warner Melton gets the bucket from the paint. Assist from Jimmy Burchett. No, not Jimmy. Lance. We got to talking about Jimmy on the trivia there and had him on my brain. Nate Adams coming quickly the other way. A quick pace to this fourth quarter, and it's a flurry of Clay County points. Make it 49-27 by the scoreboard right now. 22 points the lead.
Nate going with the left-hand finger roll there, Doug.
Yeah, just a good take. Of course, he's so athletic, he can just hit her hand when he gets there. But one thing, Clay has done good, very good transition today.
They have.
Against a very athletic team. So their transition has been really good.
Yeah, running the floor really well with Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, and Warner Melton even getting out quite a bit. And it all starts, though, with clearing the glass, and that's what they have done.
I may see the stats on that today.
Yeah.
They've done really great on that.
Good shot.
Vaughn Cooper knocking it down from left wing. Adds a triple to the scoreboard for South Pittsburgh. On the season, as far as rebounds go, Clay County's opponents have out-rebounded the Dogs. 28-25, night in, night out.
I don't think that's happened here tonight.
No. Deion Cooper sets up at left elbow, kicks it outside to Blair. Blair with the drive, hesitation move, continues on. Dishes to a teammate. That's number 15 who's checked into the contest, Michael Patterson. Now Walker Thomas with it. Gives it back to Von Cooper, who kicks over to Deion. Down over to Walker Thomas. He kicks to Blair. Good ball movement here. We'll have to see if South Pitt can convert on points here. Long shot, no good. But a rebound by Walker Thomas. He's going to fire a three in there. Now, I'm telling you guys, he's legit. I'd like to have him.
Oh, yeah, he's nice.
3 3-pointers for Walker Thomas today, and just don't think they use his size inside as much as they should. Nate Adams dishes across the cold lead. Shot's good and one going to the line here. Just a little touch pass assist there by Nate. Good vision.
You know, no Hayden's defense on that. He may be a little tired right now, you know, getting out there a little late and all that. But 14 can play. He's solid.
Don't have classes on these Pirates. I'm not sure would even be more impressive if he was an underclassman, but just by appearance, I'm guessing junior or senior.
Yeah.
Kovic missing the free throw. 4:40 left in this one. Cooper with it, right corner. Kicks off to Deion. Pretty much five wide here for the Pirates. Blair wanting to drive, loses the handle, picked up by Lance Burchett. He says, I'll take that extra. Warner Melton picking up that loose ball steal.
That's what you've seen out of Melton all night tonight, guys. Those hustle plays, the extra effort.
Yeah.
Melton's bringing it.
Blair with it, left side. Official sets a screen. Knew he was in the way. Just sometimes you can't help it. You got to get to your baseline position like he was trying to do. 4:04 left in this one. 51-35. South Pitt with 2 points right then, making it, what is that, a 26-point game? No, 16. 16 points of difference. Timeout taken.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, whose message is they remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. We can't thank them enough for being our presenting sponsor this year. Clay County in control here, and they have been. It's 51-35, under 4 minutes left in this one, Daniel.
All Clay County. Play game by Clay County tonight.
Well, I would be curious to know when the last time in his 25-year career was that Coach Edwards has went this deep into the contest, 3.5 quarters without a substitution.
I don't know. Probably a first, but I don't know. That'd be a good question for him.
Well, what's impressive about it is the way these dogs have conducted themselves. They've allowed him to do that because they're not in foul trouble.
Nobody. Ducks too, man.
I think so. So a big credit there to Clay County for that. Nate Adams had in the bucket. He's really racking them up tonight. Or this afternoon, I should say. Special boys only appearance here. It was originally scheduled a doubleheader, as usual, but the South Pitt ladies decided not to make the trip up. Three-pointer taken and missed by the Pirates. Rebound Cole Leeds. Just a matter of time here. 2:45 left in this fourth. '53-37, bit of a break here for the teams. Nothing over the next 6 days. They'll enjoy Christmas break and a couple of days off as Warner Melton adds another. They're going to go to Herman for a pair of contests. We'll be seeing Cosby on Friday the 27th. I don't have that schedule in front of me, but around a 3 o'clock start time.
4-hour time.
Okay, so it's both days we'll have a girls' game followed by a boys',
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. And then,
Clay County ladies will be there as well.
That's the 4 o'clock game, the girls, I'm sorry.
Okay.
4 o'clock Eastern or our time?
Our time, 4.
Okay.
4 o'clock Central.
Yeah.
The boys will play Cosby and Meigs County. Cosby on Friday, Meigs on Saturday. So what we got, Doug, for the first game on Friday going to be Clay County girls against Wartburg. That's 5 o'clock Eastern. That'll be followed by 6:15 Eastern boys game against Cosby. Then on Saturday, it'll be the girls, I think, the same time or a little earlier?
2:30
Eastern against Meigs. And then the boys will also play Meigs that day. Don't know that our girls have ever played Meigs. Just not a name.
That's,
or the boys, for that matter.
That's, over the years, they've been a higher class, and we didn't see them. So that should be a pretty good matchup for boys and girls. And then, of course, Cosby boys is a mainstay at the state tournament. You know, they've been there several times coming out of the, East Tennessee. So
I don't suspect Wartburg's girls will be very good, but they might surprise me.
They have been over the years, had some pretty good teams. Typically, they're not as good, but probably be a pretty nice matchup still for us.
Hayden Adams added a bucket from right block. Did a nice job letting everybody clear. He scored, and now the starters come out. Coach Edwards sends in a fresh five. Got sophomore Jake Copeland. He's joined by four freshmen, Ramsey Hayes, Caden Copeland, Isaiah Burnett, and Fletcher Strong. South Pitt also with a fresh set of subs in there. I'll have to pull out the roster here. I finally learned the names of the starters, Thomas.
No, you got Hardrick in there on the block. I do see that.
Tough matchup for Ramsey Hayes in there.
Number 24, Khalil McCray. Also,
Hardrick with the bucket.
I can't see those numbers, Daniel. You're better than that than I am.
We'll call them if they score. Isaiah Burnett with it, crosses the timeline. 1 minute left in this one. Caden Copeland drives in, kicks back to Burnett. Burnett back to Copeland. Caden with a shot fake and a drive shot up. Nice job.
Nice shot right there.
10-foot jumper good by Caden Copeland. Used the shot fake to draw the defender, then drove around him. South Pitt now going to try the same with a baseline jumper. They answer, I believe, number 10, Nikolai Burton with the 2 points. They announced him as Nikoli instead of Nikolai. I guess that might be correct. 30 seconds left in this one. Copeland going to the hoop again, goes to the floor, and going to have a jump ball call.
Twist
28.1 seconds left in this one. 59-41. Clay County will go to 5-2 on the year with this win tonight. South Pitt will fall to 2-1. Hardrick on the inside. Had a nice move, but a wild shot. Ends up with the ball again. Misses it. Shoots back on the third time. Third time's a charm.
Yeah, Hardrick with the bucket. That was a tough matchup when we had Hayden in there. You know, he's just so much bigger.
Strong's bounce past the Copeland. Back to Strong. Desperation shot. Does not take it. This one goes final. 59-43. Clay County, big winners. Never trailed one time here against South Pittsburgh. Stay with us, folks, for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Horizon Sports Network. This is the Farm Bureau postgame show. Coach Edwards and the Dogs moving to 5-2 on the year. with their 59-43 win here today over the South Pittsburgh Pirates. In Joe Simms, Jim, we're going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up. Brought to you, Beko Panels of Tennessee.
Pretty competitive first quarter, guys. Ended with a 19-12 score. Clay County went up by 7, and it was kind of back and forth. You know, they jumped out to an early 7-point lead. South Pittsburgh knocked down a couple threes. Walker Thomas did to kind of keep them in it. Doug, and a 7-point game ballooned to a 17-point game at halftime, and they pretty much cruised from there. Clay County outscoring South Pitt 14-4, locking down defensively in that second quarter, and pretty much the game.
Yeah, and that was the key. Defensively, they put the pressure on and got out to that lead, and then they could maintain it after that. But defensively, it was pretty solid tonight, and one of the best defensive nights we've had so far this year.
Yeah, and the Bulldogs shorthanded Daniel, and we saw the five starters in this ballgame go the distance pretty much outside of about a minute and a half there at the end, showing they're ready for the challenge and what they can do for Coach Everett here.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest takeaway and my most favorite part of the whole thing is them playing with the discipline instead of foul trouble. You know, kind of knowing, hey, they ain't nobody. I'm going to play clean today, and they did. And you know what? I know it was an inferior opponent compared to the norm here in District 7A, but if we can play that type of game against our hometown folks, we're going to be just fine because I just feel like it's a better look than some of the sloppy stuff we've seen.
Yeah, and after Tuesday night, Doug, that's what was important coming in here to kind of get – get the stink off from what happened here Tuesday night as Clay County just didn't look very good on Rob Evers Court.
No. And one of the pluses tonight, Coach Evers had a good game plan. It worked. You know, when you have to make adjustments, sometimes it gets you a little more frustrating. Our game plan was working out, and he could stick with it the whole game. And that always helps you. And built some confidence in some of the younger players that's got to have that confidence. You know, Cole Eads is getting better every night. Warner just stepping his game up unbelievably how he's stepping his game up. So those young guys are starting to get their role to what they've got to do, and it's paying dividends right now.
Yeah, and I thought it was the entire roster, Daniel. We saw Hayden Adams taking on longer, taller guys. Hardrick 6'6 in there and others, and boxing out, getting the rebounds when he needed to. We saw, you know, this entire team that was on the floor played really well.
They did play well. I think all of them had points tonight, in that regard, and it's just a good group effort.
Yeah, and for South Pittsburgh, we saw Calvin Blair with 8 points. Deion Cooper ended up with 7. Kavion Robertson had 2. J.R. Hardrick, 6. Nikolai Burton with 2 points. Von Cooper had 3. Michael Patterson, 2. And leading the way, Walker Thomas, with a Baker's Dozen 13, guys. And we talked about the South Pittsburgh team. You know, Thomas is one heck of a player, Doug. There's no doubt about it. And then you add in the athleticism of the others. This was no slouch, really, basketball team coming up from South Pittsburgh.
No, and like I said, they're in the boat we were in, and they just hadn't made the – you know, they've only played 2 games coming today. Today's their third,
right,
coming out of football because they went deep. And, you know, once they make those adjustments, when we go to South Pitt, I think it's mid-February or something, that'll be a different game down there. Just because
I think so.
They'll have some legs under them. They're athletic. They can pose problems because they can put 2 guys 6'6 on the floor against us. They've done that a little tonight. Luckily, it didn't hurt us tonight.
Saturday, January 25th. Yeah.
For Clay County, Nate Adams leading the way after a kind of a slow first quarter where he's kind of letting his other guys get involved. Came out with a 10-point second quarter, finished with 24 here tonight. Lance Burchett, just one made 3, 5 points. Cole Eads, 9. That's what you want out of Eads, stepping up right near that double-figure mark. Hayden Adams, 6 points tonight. We talked about what he did on the defensive end. Also scored some points. And Warner Melton, also a Baker's Dozen. They had 13, 7 of those coming in the first quarter. So solid from the 5 from Clay County tonight.
Certainly was. Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up is from Route to Vehicle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. Structural insulated panels, engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Time now to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest, this afternoon's contest, I should say, And we just had to go with junior guard Warner Melton. We talked about him from the get-go. He came out of the gate in this one, taking full opportunity of what I believe is safe in saying his first ever varsity start. And he proved he belongs. We knew he did. Everybody knew he did. But he left no doubt today and left a lot of folks thinking, hey, you know, we look pretty good with him on the floor, you know.
Yeah, and we've seen him play the role off the bench, being that six-man dug, and he got the opportunity, just like Daniel said. And, you know, there's not a whole lot smoother basketball player than Warner Melton, and you pair that with the hustle and the heart and the getting on the floor and those type plays, and you're talking about filling a role. Yeah. He really did that today.
Well, as a coach, it's just great to see a kid accept that role, then excel at that role. And Warner's doing that. And, mm-hmm. and that's just, you can't ask for no better as a coach to sit there and see that.
I think the biggest difference, and you alluded to it, Thomas, the biggest difference that we saw today than the prior seven contests this season was just the determination and the grit and the hustle. Not to say that he didn't have it before, but you could visibly see it today. Loose balls on the floor. He is going to the hardwood to get them. Saw him stepping in the passing lanes and getting steals and running the court with, honestly, a zeal that I personally had not seen before. I wouldn't say that he was a lazy player. I just wouldn't have said that he was, wasn't an overly strenuous player. Well, I saw an overly strenuous effort today from Warner Mountain. It made a difference.
It did, and it came early when Clay County needed it. If you don't get control of this game early, Doug, this could be a battle down the stretch, and Warner Melton made sure we did.
Oh, yeah, he made – well, it started with his defense, mm-hmm. you know, and when you talk about Warner Tibble, you don't look at his defense, but he's been solid defense, and that's what started it tonight, and he got some transition buckets and got us where we stayed even or ahead early, and then it grew into a good lead. So.
Yeah. Sure 13, did.
13 points tonight for Warner Melton.
There you go, folks. Tonight's TDS top performer, Warner Melton, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, that does it for Clay County basketball before Christmas Day. They will make a return in East Tennessee over at Harriman. I'm not sure what they call that. We'll just say the Harriman Christmas Classic.
That's what it is, I think.
And some of them get creative.
They do.
But, yeah, we went over that schedule earlier. It'll be doubleheaders, both teams, both days, Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th. It's our we anticipate calling those. We don't know. We may or may not. We hope to. Just check Facebook and see what happens. But don't even worry about that right now. Just enjoy your family and the downtime over the next few days and enjoy Christmas, right?
And to all of our listeners, sponsors, and everybody, and you too, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And Doug, both of you guys, I missed the memo. Doug's got on the sweater. You have also a festive holiday light shirt. I've just got an old gray pullover on.
Well, yeah, you know, I had mine given to me for free, so I can't take much credit.
But appreciate you guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Folks, we appreciate you listening. Joe Sims Gym today, Clay County Big Winners, Never Trail, final score, Dogs 59, Pirates 43. We'll see you after Christmas.